It's the Raycast, episode 57 and day 8 of NAPOD POMO. Welcome aboard. The 50th running and anniversary of the New York City Marathon was yesterday, and it was a solid event, as usual. It included some amazing performances. The interesting thing about the running community, of which I'm a part of, is that we each have a story to tell about our running journey. These stories cover a multitude of reasons and motivations, but always answer the question, why we run? The reasons are many. Someone once said something that I liked very much. She said, "I don't have to run, but I get to run." As do many runners. I don't take my running for granted. In fact, anything we do in life should not be taken for granted, because we get to do it. Words of wisdom from yours truly. Let's get started, shall we?
This is the Raycast, where technology, business, and pop culture intersect. The Raycast starts now.
My daughter ran the New York City Marathon yesterday as well, and I am very proud of her. This was her second full marathon. She ran Chicago a few weeks ago, and then New York today. She did well in both events. And this was only her second marathon, so she did really, really well. Our story, me and my daughter's story are similar. She invited me to start running about 5 years ago. Prior to that, except for my track career back in high school, I had not done much running at all. So she approached me 5 years ago. She said, "Dad, I'm running a 5K race in a few months, and I'd like you to run it with me." And at first I thought, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Because running really wasn't on my radar. And she was about to run this 5K race in a few months, and she asked me to run it with her. So I thought about it, and I did say yes. Fast forward to the race. The race went very well. And we have both been running ever since. We just have not stopped running. In fact, I have over 5,000 miles logged in the past 5 years from training and races. I've done over eight half marathons, two full marathons, and I'm about to do my third full marathon next Saturday. So it's been a glorious journey. I run for health and fitness, and I run as well to inspire others to be the best that they can be in all that they do. And sometimes life will take you on a trajectory that you just did not expect, you know? And when that happens, we simply have to embrace it, step out of our comfort zone, and make the best of it, which is what I did with my running journey. Because life is simply a series of choices that we make, right, as we move along the journey. And sometimes we just have to choose the road less traveled in order to reap some spectacular results. And it's been really glorious over the last 5 years. And is to wish myself, my daughter, and the entire running community continued success and all that we do. Sometimes you got to think about it, right? There has to be something that occurred in your life that you did not expect, that changed the trajectory of your life and made things either better or more challenging. We all have those moments, right? And my running journey was that moment for me. Because what I'm doing now with running, if you told me 6 years ago that I'd be doing, I would not believe you. NAPOD POMO Day 8. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, be kind to yourself and to those around you.
You've been locked into the Raycast. Stay up to date with all episodes by subscribing to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Pocket Casts. Or just listen on anchor.fm/Raycast.